Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. Marriage equality advocates on Monday launched a campaign to overturn California's same-sex marriage ban, hoping to become the first U.S. state to convince voters to approve gay people's right to wed. In the five states where gay marriage is currently permitted, Iowa, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont, the right was achieved through court and legislative action. In every state where the issue has been put before the voters, gay marriage has been rejected. Last year, California passed its ban, known as Proposition 8, and voters in Maine overturned a state law allowing same-sex marriages 2 weeks ago. John Henning, the executive director of Love, Honor, Cherish, a California gay rights group, and one of the leaders of an effort to gather a million signatures to place the measure on the November 2010 ballot in California, says all eyes are on California now. Signature gathering began on Monday after the state approved proposed language for the ballot. Many Californians are wary of the same-sex marriage battle, which has come before the state Supreme Court twice in 2 years and has already been put to the voters once. A Los Angeles Times University of Southern California poll earlier this month found almost 60% didn't want to revisit the issue in 2010, even though most surveyed favored gay marriage by a margin of 51% to 43%. And the Puerto Rican newspaper El Nuevo Día reports that the suspect in the killing of Jorge Steven Lopez Mercado is Juan Antonio Martinez Matos, 26 years old and father of four. Martinez Matos was looking for women in a red light district on Friday. He already had been turned down several times, but Lopez Mercado, wearing a blue dress and boots, agreed to get in his car. District Attorney Jose J. Bermudez says that in his confession, Martinez Matos says that he thought Lopez Mercado was a woman. Martinez Matos claims Lopez Mercado demanded money, and when he refused, Lopez Mercado pulled out a knife. When Martinez Matos realized that the teenager was actually male, he had a flashback to when he was raped in prison while he was serving a sentence for domestic violence, and he then attacked Lopez Mercado, separating his arms from his torso. The forensic evidence is being investigated by the FBI. Though they have not specified charges yet, the DA says that he is sure this qualifies as a hate crime. Out Front at Baron of Arizona at gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.